Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai Tefillah series with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Elisheva Kamenetsky, and today we are studying the Tefillah of Baruch She'amar. The Tefillah of Baruch She'amar is the opening Tefillah to a section of our morning prayers, Shacharit, which we refer to as the Psukei de Zimra. What is the Psukei de Zimra? The Menorah HaMaor in the Ani Tefillah Sidur explains that the word dizimra is the same root, has the same root as the same shoresh as zemer, to prune. The Psukei dizimra is a section of tefillah that comes before the Shmona Esrei. In the Psukei dizimra, we are working towards that intimate conversation that we will have with Hashem in our Shmona Esrei. And we can't just show up, as the Hasidim HaRishonim have taught us. A person needed time before they would enter into that beautiful conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is prescribed for us in the 18 brachos of the Shmona Esrei. And a person needed time to prepare. They needed to get into the right mindset. The Psukei de Zimra affords us that opportunity. And it's appropriately called de Zimra, related to zemer, to prune. Because for trees to be healthy and strong, you need to cut back the limbs and the foliage that prevent the tree from getting its proper air and light that it needs to thrive. And that is the goal of Psukei de Zimra. The psukim, the words of the tefillot, are here to help us prune our thoughts, to reflect, and to allow us to reflect on before whom we are to stand, before we start our tefillah. We cut away any thoughts that interfere while we are still rooted to the source, to allow for the growth through tefillah. And that is why the opening paragraph, the opening tefillah of Psukei de Zimra, is Baruch She'amar. Baruch She'amar, the tefillah is actually divided into two parts. The first part, every stanza, every phrase begins with Baruch, blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We take time to remind ourselves of how unique God is. The second part concludes with one full bracha, where we then add many more adjectives describing who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. I'd like to take a minute to focus on the first part and just highlight some of the things that we are declaring as we say, Baruch She'amar V'haya Ha'olam, Baruch Oseh Breshit, Baruch Omer V'oseh, etc., etc. How unique God is, because He uttered an utterance and a world was created. Man is not capable of creating a world or anything, Yesh Me'ayin. He's not capable of making something from nothing. Everything that we create is taking things that already exist and enhancing. God is unique in His ability to create a world from nothing. He's unique that His words were able to be creations that stand till this day. Our words are uttered into the air and disappear instantly. Our God is unique because He is Omer V'Oseh. He is a God who keeps His promises. Human beings, as much as they would like to, cannot always, we are not in control of all of our circumstances, we cannot always keep our promises. God is Merachem al Haaretz, Baruch Merachem al Haaretz. He created a world where things are in their places. He created a world where the seas don't wash up onto the shores. He created an atmosphere that surrounds the earth in order to protect the earth and protect us from various elements. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is somebody who is Meshalim Schar Tov L'Re'av. He gives the ultimate reward. Chazal teach us that Schar Tov refers to the reward that lasts forever, the reward of Olam Haba. In this first part, we talk to Hashem about all the ways that He is so incredibly unique, and we begin to understand who we are standing in front of and who we have the opportunity to pray to as we work ourselves towards the Amidah. In the second part I'll just highlight two verbs that repeat themselves multiple times. In the second part, the verb shevach repeats itself five times. And in just a few lines, the word pe'er repeats itself three times. Shevach is generally translated as to praise, but shevach actually comes, as Rav Schwab explains, from the word lahashbiach, to improve something. We understand that we are praising Hashem, and we are sometimes praising Hashem from a place where we do not understand what is going on around us, where there are difficulties in our lives. And we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we recognize not only is He able to improve our situations, but we recognize that by praising Him, we will come to recognize His greatness. And while we may not understand everything that He does, we do recognize that He is the Dayan HaEmet, that everything that He does is just. And this saying of Baruch Sha'amar comes help us improve our relationship with Hashem by recognizing all that He does in the world. And lastly, the Shorish Pe'er, to glorify. Pe'er is something which is a luxury, something which is exalted, something which is a bit out of our reach. And by saying that word over and over again, we are saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there are aspects of you which are higher than our minds can grasp, things which are out of our reach. But just that exaltedness allows you to do things that are so wonderful and amazing to us, beyond the reach of any human being. And it is for that we pray, for all of the goodness that you bring into the world, for all of the greatness and mercy that you show to each and every one of us every day in keeping us safe and healthy. And for that, we are Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and readying ourselves to have the intimate conversation in Shemona Esrei with the one and only Hashem. Thank you for learning together. This series has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmat, Sarah Ann Lehman, Sarah Bas Yitzchak Meshulam Fish, and Chaya Chana Edel by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and their families.